at 7:24. Thank you for joining us on BBC Radio Kent. It's Breakfast with Anna and Steve. Stick around. We're going to be reviewing the papers, see what's making headlines very, very soon. But first, let's return to the story you just heard with Rose in the news there, because less than 2 months ago, it was reported that the man who's become known as the M25 rapist was being considered for parole. In fact, we were talking about it, weren't we? Called Jules, did a phone-in about it. But last night, as I say, as you've been hearing, Anthony Imiela for Appledore near Ashford died in jail of natural causes while serving 7 life sentences. He was jailed 14 years ago after being found guilty of 7 rapes, attempted rape and indecent assault as well. So let's talk about this now with Michael Stock, who's a counsellor, psychosexual therapist and spokesperson for the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending. I didn't want to get your acronym wrong. Is it STOPSO?
That's right, STOPSO, yeah.
Thank you, Michael. So first of all, do you offer therapy then, do you, to help sexual offenders? Can they be helped?
Yes, my colleagues and I who are registered with STOPSO do work with sexual offenders, and yes, many of them can be helped. I think it's important to understand there's a wide range. I mean, many of the offenders I work with have been viewing indecent images of children on the internet, and whilst, of course, that's dreadful, and I'm in no sense trying to apologise for that, it is a different category to someone who actually abuses a child, or indeed an adult, and I also work with people who do that sort of thing. But the great bulk of sexual offenders don't actually commit what would be described as contact offences.
Which kind of preempts my next question, I suppose.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good. It leads me onto it nicely, Michael. When you're dealing with cases as serious as the ones we've been hearing about mm-hmm. from Anthony mm-hmm. Imiela, mm-hmm. can a person like that ever be cured? When you're kind of, like you say, there is a scale, isn't there, of offences?
Yeah. Right, to be clear, someone as serious as that would probably, you know, be dealt with within the prison service. But if I'm dealing with, or my colleagues are dealing with, a contact offender, it's a judgment that we have to make. My answer is somebody like Anthony probably was, it would be very difficult to cure in any meaningful sense, because I think his thinking, or someone like him, obviously I'm not an expert on him, but someone like him who's committed a series of offences, I think their thinking would have become so distorted that I'd question whether that could really be put right in a permanent way. I think it's possible for many sex offenders to be rehabilitated to the extent that the chance that they will reoffend will be low, but curing someone who's committed serious rapes, I think, is more questionable.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because so some people would say, well, these people, it's innate, there is an evil inside of them. But other people mm-hmm. would say, well, no, actually, it's almost like an illness. You know, there's something wrong mm-hmm. with them that we mm-hmm. need to fix. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I would certainly start from we need to fix them, because as a society, if we can stop people, hence the name of our organisation, if we can stop people or stop them from reoffending, then that's better for society. And, I think this question of evil is a very difficult one, but I guess the view I would take is that most offenders are not evil. You know, that if your listeners met the sort of people that my colleagues and I work with, I think you'd be quite surprised. They appear to be quite normal. They are almost exclusively men, I think we have to say that. They're quite, you know, normal people. And, you know, a man I worked with who abused a child over an extended period, he worked for an organisation you'd recognise if I mentioned the name. He mm-hmm. did a quite ordinary job. He was married. He had children. You know, these people are not sort of evil monsters, most of them. I think there are a small number, and I guess Anthony would have been one of them, who commit multiple crimes. And because they do, they hit the headlines. So the general public probably think that all sex offenders commit multiple crimes, and that's not actually the case. The great majority of offenders will only offend once. Now, once is once too much, of course, but the chance that they'll go on and on and on offending is relatively small. And I think for this sort of larger mass of offenders, they can be helped to live in society. And No, there's obviously there's a risk, and that's a difficult point. If it was someone I knew who was assaulted by someone who'd been let out of prison, then I guess my reaction would be, well, that was awful, it shouldn't have happened. But on the other hand, if we simply lock all sex offenders up for the rest of their lives, that would be enormously expensive and I think rather unfair thing to do.
You mentioned this case has hit the headlines and obviously it's leading our news bulletins today. What was your reaction personally when you found out about the death? How did you feel?
Well, I read about what he'd done, and obviously it's deeply disturbing the fact that he didn't even admit it, it would appear, to some crimes after he'd been arrested. And I guess he you know, was a very serious offender. And okay, he's dead. It's solved a problem for everybody. Whether he should have been considered for parole after 14 years, I don't know the individual case. But now I think there is a question as to how well someone like him would have been monitored when they come out of prison, and that would be my concern, whether the probation service really has the resources to manage someone like this, so that if they are thinking of reoffending, that chance is minimised.
I suppose questions that don't now need to be answered. Michael, No. Thank you. Michael Stock is a counsellor and psychosexual therapist, spokesperson for StopSo, talking about the news that we're hearing today, which is that Antti Emiela from Appledore in Ashford has died in jail of natural causes while serving 7 life sentences. We'll have more on this for you throughout the show and in our news bulletins as well here on BBC Radio Kent.
It's Breakfast with Anna and Steve, 29 minutes to 8 o'clock.